This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
I think I may have to stop doing everything that I'm doing and focus on this one issue. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this. I've filmed a very important Counterthink episode that you need to see. And sooner or later, it'll be posted at counterthink.com and on brighteon.com. This episode reveals the evidence that Earth is being terraformed to prepare the planet for a post-human era. Now, I know that sounds pretty out there, but this is exactly what the modern science establishment is pushing. And they're saying that it will save the planet. So they're saying that they're going to do stratospheric aerosol injections, or what is that? SAI, stratospheric atmospheric injections. You and I would call that chemtrails, or across much of science, they call it geoengineering. Now, geoengineering used to be called a conspiracy theory until recently. You know, if you talk to somebody about chemtrails, they would say, "Ah, you're a lunatic. There's no such thing as chemtrails. Big conspiracy theory." Well, now you can find hundreds of scientific papers that cite geoengineering, i.e. high-altitude spraying of pollution, as a solution to global warming, or what they call climate change now. And I've written about this at Natural News. You can find the full article there with citations to the original science studies. But scientists are now saying that they have to inject millions of tons of sulfur dioxide, which is essentially smog, into the atmosphere in order to save the planet from global warming. Now, I don't know about you, but it sounds like an insane plan. And I started to research some of the effects that this would cause. And the effects are catastrophic. They could end life as we know it on the planet. The effects include, of course, number one, dimming the sun. That's the whole point of the program. And when you dim the sun, what happens? Well, you get food crop collapses all around the globe. The food crops fail because now they're lacking the sunlight radiation that they need to grow. Obviously, plants need sunlight. It's part of the photosynthesis. Plants also need CO2, by the way, which, of course, the globalists are trying to destroy as well. You know, they're trying to get rid of CO2 and dim the sun. I mean, this is terraforming, people. They're trying to alter the atmosphere. But let me continue with some of the repercussions here. So they would collapse the food crops, which would, of course, collapse human civilization, mass starvation across the globe. It would also, of course, shut down plant-based ecosystems, including the ocean. Now, photosynthesis is very important to ocean life. A lot of people don't think about this, but sunlight penetrates down to, well, it's a gradient, but there's a lot of sunlight even, or enough, at 10 meters deep for photosynthesis to occur. Now, of course, there's more sunlight closer to the surface, and there are a lot of plants in the ocean, you know, seagrasses and seaweeds and algae and so on, that depend on sunlight, and that forms the basis of the food web in the ocean. So if you dim the sun, you also destroy life in the oceans as well as on land. Forests would be hurt. Food crops would be hurt. You would have losses of entire land-based and marine-based ecosystems. And think about it. As that's happening, plants are producing less oxygen because plants are not engaged in as much respiration because photosynthesis has been shut down because of this high-altitude spraying of pollution into the atmosphere. So photosynthesis is shut down. Oxygen production is shut down, which means oxygen levels start to drop across the planet. Where does oxygen come from? Well, most of it is, of course, exhaled, in a sense, by plants as part of photosynthesis. It's a waste product. So by dimming the sun with pollution, i.e. geoengineering and chemtrails, they will be altering the atmosphere. Now think about it. They want an atmosphere with less oxygen. Oh, there's another effect too, acid rain, massive global acid rain. So if you put sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, it causes acid rain, which of course kills the forest. So they're unleashing a collapse of plant ecosystems, the failure of global food crops, oxygen depletion in the atmosphere, and of course, all mammals and primates and humans and other life forms as well depend on oxygen. So this is all being deliberately planned. This is a global collapse of life as we know it on our planet. And they're saying that this has to be done to save the planet. So they've convinced the gullible masses to commit suicide. They've convinced people that in order to save the planet, you have to do this mass pollution that will destroy the planet. And then they say that if you don't believe in climate change, there's something wrong with you, that there's scientific consensus. What, to commit suicide? To have terraforming take place? And you got to wonder, what human being would want to destroy the planet, deplete oxygen in the atmosphere, harm food webs in the oceans and on land, cause vitamin D deficiencies across the human population, causing an explosion in cancer rates because of less sunlight radiation, as well as mass pollution that's linked to lowered IQs and increased rates of breast cancer and bone disorders and heart disorders and so on. What human being would want that? And the answer is, there isn't a rational human being that would want that. What human being would want to destroy their own home planet? There aren't any. But if you terraform Earth to be appropriate for non-human life forms, suddenly it all makes sense. Because now, if there are life forms that live farther from the sun than Earthlings do from our sun, then you realize, well, they would want a dimmer sun. And maybe maybe too much oxygen is toxic to their form of life, so they want lower oxygen. Less sunlight, lower oxygen, more acidic rain. They want to deplete the current plant life and exterminate humans so that they can then colonize the planet in a way that where the habitat has already been made suitable for them. Now, I know it seems pretty far out there, but what makes sense based on the actions? If you're going to pollute your own atmosphere, that makes no sense unless you have some other objective. And since all the side effects of polluting your own atmosphere harm humans, collapse the food supply, reduce oxygen, hurt the ecosystem, and so on, then you have to conclude that this is actually being done for a different purpose. It's not being done to save the planet. It's not being done to save the planet. It's being done to prepare the planet. Terraforming. And then on top of that, you have all these globalists now who are probably the ones who are somewhat informed of what's going on. They're all talking about colonizing Mars and terraforming Mars now. And they're building all these underground bunkers to live in their bunkers and escape some cataclysm that they think is coming. And then you have this massive Arctic seed vault. They're saving all the seeds in the ice there to repopulate the Earth after some big tragic apocalyptic event. Right? You've heard all that. What's going on? Well, what's going on is scientists are planning, hand in hand with globalists, they're planning to surrender the Earth. They're planning for a post-human era. They're planning, they're terraforming the planet. It has already begun. And in order to continue to do it in secrecy for as long as possible, they attack everybody who mentions anything about this. They say, you're crazy. There's no such thing as chemtrails. In order to attack anybody who's talking about this, they just say, oh, you're crazy. There's no such thing as chemtrails. But then they publish science papers that talk about stratospheric aerosol injections. Well, that's chemtrails. They just give it a different name and then they say, you're crazy. But no, their science papers are legit, you see. Geoengineering is here. It's happening right now. This is underway. That's the thing. This is underway. This is not just some theory in some obscure science paper somewhere. This is stuff that's happening right now. In fact, in the science paper that I quote, they talk about how they might have a hard time covering this up because sooner or later it'll be obvious to people that there are so many airplanes injecting particulate matter into the atmosphere. Yeah. All you got to do is look up and you can see it. It's happening now. The high altitude. The very high altitude jets are where the chemtrails are happening because that's what's called for in the science paper. They need to get you know, the particulates as high as possible to have the most efficient effect at dimming the sun. So they're doing it. And they're saying this has to be done to save the planet. What if this is all part of some cosmic hoax to actually depopulate the Earth? Essentially, this is an ethnic cleansing at a cosmic level to exterminate humans from the planet. Because maybe somebody else has figured, well, humans are too stupid to survive, you know, in the galaxy. And maybe it's a giant IQ test to see, hey, will these stupid humans, will they destroy their own planet if you just tell them that there's climate change? And the answer is yes, the humans are so stupid. They will do that. They will go along with that. They're sheeple. And maybe some other civilization is saying, you know what, these humans really, they're not qualified to join the, you know, the galactic community or whatever. And they're just not intelligent enough to be recognized as a civilization. And so they've decided to exterminate the humans, and they've recruited humans to help in the extermination. And the names of those people are Al Gore and other insane leftists who are all about, oh, you have to surrender to climate change. You know, Macron in France, you have to surrender to climate change or the planet will be destroyed. Actually, they are destroying the planet in the name of saving the planet and prepping it for occupation. How's that for an interesting theory? Check it out. The full episode of Counterthink will be posted at counterthink.com. And you can also see the article on all this at naturalnews.com. Give it a read. See what you think. I don't know. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.